The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Oh, we missed it. Well, we're just having fun off the air.
Sitting over jaw jacking about yesterday.
Yes, sir. It is Wednesday, June 10th, 2026. Bumping.
Are we supposed to be off today for real? You said June 10th.
June 10th.
Oh, June 10th.
We don't work on the 10th, which would be 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th. And I personally say 20th. Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Hell yeah, we got to.
June 10th.
Got to commemorate.
He scared me for a minute. I was like.
Got all messed up.
Well, I'll tell you this. I would have stayed here and then just been off Friday. I celebrate Juneteenth on Friday.
Yeah, that would have worked.
That'd be fun.
My religion won't allow me to celebrate. It's weird. It won't allow me to celebrate holidays on their actual holidays.
Yeah.
I get that.
I think I fixed.
I didn't, but I'm glad you did.
I think I fixed the little situation we talked about a couple days ago. And I don't think Paige will partake, but she's welcome to. What if we make the mic between Mattman, you, and me, this mic right here? What if that's the fart mic all the time?
I thought about it. But just never revealing that to guests when they come in the studio.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If you have to.
I mean, well, if you're like some of these.
Chances
are. Some of these are too good to let go. I mean. Like, man, I wish
if
like.
You have to.
Hundreds of thousands of people would have heard that just now.
Was it beautiful?
Sometimes, usually, like leaving, like, oh no, like leaving for the day.
Uh huh.
You'll kind of fire one off to,
but
you know, get yourself going.
Say goodbye.
Yep.
Are you gonna have a device where you can record it and everybody can enjoy your joyous fart?
Well, I can.
What do you think the microphone is?
I know, but I didn't know if you were gonna save it. I thought maybe you were just gonna poop into the microphone.
Oh. We don't produce it unless we can contain it.
That's right.
We'll leave that.
We'll leave the stuff running. Even though I just got a notification that said it's about to expire.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, oh, somebody better tell the company.
The microphone is?
No, this is the software I used to record the program with.
Oh, gosh. It's not a program, it's a show.
But I'm not telling nobody.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Because I figured out when other people alert people to what's going on, it gets fixed.
Yeah, but also, if you are the one who reports it, you feel as though you have to kind of. Like, let's say I walk into so-and-so's office, and I'm like, hey, whatchamacallit's not working. Oh, good. Let me call him in here. Hang out for a second. And then you get brought into it.
Oh.
I think it's why people in the hood don't talk to cops. They're like, you know, I witnessed that murder, but I've got to be at choir practice at 6:30.
Snitches get stitches. That's what I was always told in my neighborhood. Yeah.
You can't get called up.
You don't narc on people.
Right. But if they've passed out, you give them Narcan.
Up the nose. You got to give it to them up the nose, right?
You know, I said yesterday I was making that joke about people vaping insulin, and that's a real thing.
Oh, my God. Why? Of all the things to vape.
So you don't have to. It's the people like type 1 that have to take shots.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
What would that smell like?
Probably like sweet, sweet sugar.
Snickers bars.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Oh. Oh, that become a thing? Like, Mark Cuban is trying to figure out how to produce insulin so he can sell it in his pharmacy for far less than what you get it for.
Yeah, and see, even that, like, insulin is produced naturally by our bodies. So I don't know how you synthetically make it. And I don't want it from a dead person, to be honest with you. I don't want dead sugar.
Do you think there are people that could figure this out that just don't for whatever reason?
Yeah, it's big money.
Like,
or they, God, like, I think that what you're trying to say is if there's a chemist or a doctor out there that has just been a pet project, they're like, oh, yeah, I want to see if I can figure this out. And then they go to their superior and said, hey, I was fooling around in the lab last night, and I think I've discovered the cure for cancer.
Yep.
They would be like,
they get bought off.
Did you tell anyone this yet?
What?
Did you tell anybody this yet? Oh. That you discovered it?
I hope to God you they said, do.
Security killed the camera in the lab.
You said this yet.
Oh.
That's just,
oh. Yeah, like a diskette.
Yeah, they get bought off for a lot of money.
And then it gets put on the shelf, which is... Yeah.
Which is terrible.
It's terrible. Like, we have laws of, hey, during a major tragedy, you can't sell generators for more than they retail for. Don't take advantage of your neighbor.
Oh, you know, the car companies were pissed during COVID when they got forced to make ventilators. And I was thinking, like, why don't you make them anyway?
Yeah, I forgot about that. A little side thing. Next thing you know, it might be your big thing. Like, who was it that started making a small little product and it developed into something like, well, it might have been like a freaking...
ShamWow?
No. Hi, I'm Vince from ShamWow.
Hi, we found a jack rag and said, hey, man, this is so stiff, it would work good on a car.
God, I can't remember who it was. They were trying to make one product, invented another one, and then that became their... I think it was A&W. Root beer. I think they like had a restaurant or whatever and made their own root beer, and suddenly it's like, hey. But then years later, they'd open their restaurants again.
And they had a grocery store too, right?
That was A&P.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes, yes. I would, the store manager of mine was Farouk. I went to the A&PA.
Farouk.
Yeah.
Man, I remember Community Cash because of the buggies flipped up. That's how they stacked them.
The center of them.
Yeah, the basket would pull up.
Yeah. I think they still do, though.
I hadn't seen those in a while. You would pull up to the cashier, and they'd flip it up. And
oh, it would go onto the, yes, where it would hang over. Yeah, that was kind of cool. That was kind of cool. I was thinking about the old, what was the grocery store that used to be on Lawrence Road? It was a huge, huge grocery. It wasn't Sam's Club. I know that one, but it was a big grocery store. I want to say it's where Burlington Coat Factory is now.
Oh, God.
It was the biggest grocery store I'd ever been in. It's huge. It didn't last long, though.
What was it, Dave?
It was like, they had like big barrels of like all these different candies you scoop up, make your own bags. And like, they did that with all these different, like,
I want to look it up.
Hands-on kind of stores. I think it was too much for Greenville at the time.
Because the Coat Factory moved. And I know after it moved, it became a strip club, the Coot Factory. And then that didn't last long either.
Well, no, you're thinking of the Boot Barn that sold out. Not the original Boot Barn, the second one. And then they did turn that into a country-style strip club called the Coot Barn.
Yeah,
that's what it was. And then there was that old Chick-fil-A they didn't tear down, but they let the sign up. That became a gay bar, and they just changed the letter.
Yeah. Chic.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going with?
Oh, yeah.
I see what you're going with.
It's still rhyme with chick.
Yeah. You want a filet? Yes. Here's what kind I want.
I might go to that bar just for
fun. You want to get hit on.
Your hands would drag you there.
The t-shirts.
Girls go to the club. After we go to Camp Cooter, let's go to Blank Filet.
Do you have any of your... that's not a fair question to ask. That's really not. That's just like, do you like the ones, the gay friends that I know that you have are pretty flamboyant.
Yeah. Okay.
So do you have any that are kind of like low key, like introverted gay, or like you wouldn't? Okay.
Like blue collar gay, like hey man, I like to go put a hard day's of work in and then come and just, you know, drill everybody.
Yeah.
No, there's nobody still in the closet. Most everybody's
probably... No, not in the closet, but like they're just the ones you have, I feel like, can walk RuPaul's show.
Yeah, you're right about that. And one of them would perform quite well.
Gross.
Well, he's a dancer.
Oh, okay. That's what you meant, sexually.
Yeah, like being around that much, like outwardness, like all that excitement, and be like, oh, you got to tone it down.
Do you ever say, hey, quit being so gay?
No. Never.
Not in a mean way, but like, look, you're wearing way too many different colors.
No, they have style, and they're always so nice. But the funniest thing is one of them keeps wanting me to go to a strip club to have steak and potatoes. And I was like, well, let me get this straight. You don't like women, and I don't eat beef, so why are we going?
Check Urban Dictionary on that. That might mean something different now.
He's trying to proposition you.
Steak and potatoes?
Yeah, there's some dinner at some club.
I like them Tim Russert potatoes, Matthew. Them was good.
And he goes, you know people there. And I go, what makes you think I know people there? I look like somebody who would know people there?
Like, I don't mind the gay, but I would have to balance it out. Like, if we're going to have a flamboyant gay dude, we got to have like a burly, low-key gay guy.
I mean, would it bother
you? Or like a softball player woman.
Because
what's up, Ma?
It doesn't bother me to see them kiss and stuff. Would that bother you if they kissed in front of you, like a couple?
You know, if any, I will say this. If any couple, like if I'm, I'm sure he wouldn't mind. Well, I won't use an example. But let's just say I was out with an attorney friend and his wife, and they just start making out right there. I'm not going to say, get a room, but I'm going to be like, good God, boy.
Yeah. This is odd to see.
He's going to pork her.
He's going to pork her, Russ. No matter who it is, it's odd to.
Yeah, it is odd. Like at a bar where they're both drunk and they're sitting there and everybody's got their phone out videoing them, they don't know it, and they're like, I don't want to see that either.
Or if you motorboat somebody in public, that's kind of funny.
Now, if you said, could see any couple right now make out, would it be a straight or homosexual couple? I would pick the straight. I would pick the straight.
Me too.
It's just a preference.
I would have to see what they look like and where we are. Like, who else is around?
Yeah.
Like, are we going?
I mean, I agree with you. I'm not real comfortable if any of my friends just start going at it, which they don't do. But I've seen, you know, one couple kiss.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't obnoxious. They were just happy to see each other. One came home and, oh, I love you, babe.
Like if you walk into a buffet and you see a couple burly bearded dudes French kissing each other, that'd be kind of odd.
No,
they kind of put you out. Like that's funny.
I'd give my business card, but not for anything like that.
Give them your business. All right.
Hey, I noticed you two bearded fellas up here making out.
Does this?
What's your grooming routine?
The questions you would get. Does this clean everything out of a beard? You know what I'm saying?
I need a case of balsamic butter.
God dang it, I can't say that. All right, we'll scrap that little improv and save it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's you know, what's the difference between, hey, you're on vacation, there's two churches, and you want to go to church. There's a...
Pentecostal.
Pentecostal with holiness.
With snakes.
Snake show after the service, and then, or you can go to... I don't want to say Baptist because that's where my affiliation was.
Catholic. Whatever Page is.
Page is Protestant.
Episcopalian.
Yeah.
Almost there.
Yeah. So, I think I would rather go to this one. You're not saying I don't like the other one. You're just saying I think I'd rather see that.
Oh, we should say black church. We've talked about wanting to go to a black church for years.
I'll go with you. I love that.
But that, to me, that sounds weird. I mean, I do too. Like, the singing along.
Yes, it's just...
I feel like...
Down by the river!
A fundraiser could be charge us honkies to come in for your worship service to jam out with you.
I used to go with a friend who lived in Oakland, and the church was amazing.
Well, I can imagine.
They were singing, and they were all about it, and it just made you feel good by the end of the day.
I want to see people get out in the aisles and start dancing on one leg like they do. You see those YouTube videos.
So awesome.
They'll get on one leg. I never could do that dance anyway, like that hip-hop dance where you... It's like Chuck Berry would scoot across playing a guitar, you know, on one leg kind of thing. But you're doing it, but you're moving the leg at the same time. I can't do it. I'm not even going to try. It's too early. I've already crip walked today anyway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I stepped in some gum.
Yeah. And when you do that with Crocs on, that's just worse.
I get some Croc hole.
Yeah. I got...
That'll teach you from wearing Crocs.
A little bit of gum in my Croc hole. Oh.
This is where I want to go.
If you put 10 in the offering plate.
Welcome to Peckerwoods. We got today.
That's fun.
They're on the radio. That's cool. Oh, I should go with Grim Rico.
Just to
try it out. Now, this is where they're doing the dance. Get on one leg! Down by the river!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Bill Murray.
That's something else.
You would not fall asleep at church with this going on.
If you did, something's wrong.
Everybody all dressed up. Love it.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. I was sounding that good.
Whatever gets you going.
Like, that's a real band, and it's not just like your traditional
player,
church
organist
band, where you've got like
it's like some OG Kirk Franklin sound and stuff right here.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I like it. It's very exciting.
Now this probably goes on for an hour before you get the message.
Yeah, I would imagine the music message lasts maybe longer than the actual sermon.
I want the message to move me.
High glory.
Feel the spirit.
I don't like one of those preachers that has the lapel mic and walks out in the crowd. I don't like that.
Makes you feel bad about yourself.
I don't like it. No, it's just, you know, when he's talking about certain things and he's standing near you, like, is this on purpose?
If you go to a black church, you want your preacher to have a sweat rag on him at all times.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got the mic in one hand and the sweat rag in the other.
Sometimes he holds it with the mic, like Elvis would do.
In the ghetto. I need a minute. Hang on. And then when he says it, he's like, I need a minute. And then he'll sing it, I need a minute.
Dun, 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 dun.
I need a minute.
He gets down on one knee, and then someone comes with a prayer cloth and lays it over his shoulders. And he starts coming back, and he starts shaking a leg.
Like he's on the comeback from wrestling?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Well, feed the comeback.
Ooh. Ooh. And he just points at the audience and says, offering plate, give, brother.
Oh, that offering plate's got flames on it. It's going around so goddarn fast in the congregation.
Ah, glory.
So I almost lost it. Almost said it.
That's nice.
But the Lord touched me and said, you better not say it. I said, I ain't going to say it. But I thought it, and that's just as bad, but I almost said it. I almost dropped a filthy word.
It is weird that, you know.
I almost cussed.
Like, you could have. Like, you ever had that feeling where, like, there's just, maybe it's your inner voice or your mind or whatever, but you're like, I have a feeling. Like, I feel this message was given me today. How would you truly know that it was the good message? You know?
How do you know which one to even pick to tell people about?
I know. Like that when my mom got the free Whopper at Burger King that time. Like, I think that was a reward from the Lord. Like, you know what? You go to church every day, and I'm back there nodding in the back seat like, yep. You do visitation. She was head of Vacation Bible School. She did the Haunted House. She was head of the youth, which was not fun, to be honest. When you go on beach trips and your mom is the supervisor of said beach trip, that's not the fun you were looking for when you're going to witness the people of Garden City.
Oh, boy.
We're going to go to Cherry Grove in Little River.
It's about time for people from the upstate to come down here and judge us some more while they're on vacation, witnessing.
Down by the Little River.
Thou shalt not judge.
Tonight we're going to go witness at the pavilion. So when you go down the log flume, when everybody else is going, ooh, everybody goes, Jesus!
They had to sign a Mother Fletcher said, Thou shalt judge, the wet t-shirt contest.
Ooh,
yeah. I've never been there.
Oh, well, they wouldn't have let you left.
No.
They would have named it after you.
If there was a Hall of Fame, by God, you would have been in it.
Yeah, that's true. The Myrtle Beach Hall of Fame. Vanna's in there. Vanna White.
You know what? That's where the Shag Hall of Fame is. It's at a Hampton Inn down there.
Really?
I stayed there once.
Did you shag?
No, but it's like it's in the lobby, the Hall of Fame. That's you randomly cool. Kind of come up on it like, oh, okay. There's Bob Ross. His picture was there for real.
Oh, the Bob Ross we know.
Yeah, not the famous painter, but the famous shagger.
The famous shagger.
Don't let your meatloaf. That Bob Ross.
Yeah.
The one that used to hand out free food back in the day.
I remember
of money.
Him.
He'd point at you and say, come here. You want a movie ticket? You want something to eat?
I got something for you.
Oh, Bob Ross.
I heard old Hendrix hollering at you today. Come here for a minute. And he'd open up the prize closet.
What you want?
Grab
you want? You want a CD? You want a Beach Bob shirt?
Let me get a stack of them gift cards.
You want a Bob and Bob t-shirt show t-shirt?
T-shirt show. Okay.
Bob and Bob.
Paige is back from her, she got her breasts even bigger.
It's
an augmentation
that's
done.
That's what happened.
Nice!
So she's actually sitting across the room. The mic is here, though. So it's,
can you imagine?
I hope she sounds good for you today. Best Damn Audio, that'll be coming up today with some freaking solid stuff.
Yeah, I got clips straight from the city of Boston.
Ooh.
from Bosnia. I've got some really bad karaoke.
All right.
And then there's another one. I have to see if you if it made the clearance. It was kind of it would have been a lot of bleeps, and you know, a lot of times when you add the bleeps, I know what's being bleeped, but you can't tell, and they don't make it as funny.
Somebody was in the clearance section the other day at Walmart, and they didn't call it that.
Clarence?
Yeah.
Yeah, clearance section.
Go to Clarence. So that's what I'm going to call it now.
So, yeah.
Yeah, let them cook.
Oh, Bob Page, we'll have to tell you about the thing. Mm-hmm. So that guy's going to be on tomorrow.
Yes.
The guy, he's going to call the girl that he is his co-worker, girl he works with. He's been, like, crushing on her for years.
Uh-oh.
And so he wanted to call her on the radio to tell her, hey, I know you just got out of a relationship. I'd like to go out with you. Okay. We're not at work right now, so I'm not breaking any rules.
But
damn time.
Guess what his name is? You'll never guess.
You'll never guess.
No.
Give you two guesses.
That's all you get is two.
Okay. Austin.
No.
What? No, God, that'd have been good.
It's one of our names.
Yeah.
Fat Boy?
Yes, God dang it, I knew it.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
He sounds like he's like sexually gratified singing.
This is my stripping song.
Nobody can understand what he says, but it sounds good.
I love this song.
I don't know what this boy is trying to say, but I like his energy.
Thank you, Colonel Sanders.
Now, that would have been a more... I don't know what he's trying to say in this song, but by golly, I loves me chicken.
Maybe Bill Murray will do a version of this next time.
I've been trolling Bill Murray hard. No. I guess Bill Murray's in my algorithm now for Insta. So he was at some crab house in Charleston yesterday, and they took a picture with him.
Oh, Lord.
And I said, what did he sing where you couldn't understand him?
Did he have crabs?
That's what I should have said.
Did you eat crabs? That was a shirt. I got crabs at
Charleston.
What's it? I got crabs at Dick's Resort.
Yeah,
something like that.
Help me,
Caddyshack. Come on,
just
wait for it.
Imagine if he like hollers at his kids. You didn't clean your bed.
You didn't clean your bedroom.
I'm gonna take your bed.
What does he say here? Feel the fire where she... Okay, well, you're gonna get that one.
Tastes beautiful.
Oh, what was so? You were out yesterday, Paige, but we continued with your rejoin since it's your rejoin week.
Yeah.
What was the one song that she played? And Mike, we both were like, Paige don't like this song.
Oh.
She just put this in.
I have to go back and look. It might have been this one.
Is that the one you picked?
Where was the London? No. He looked like he was mean when he was singing. Like he had his arm. That's negative body language.
Oh yes.
For a crowd.
Yes.
I mean, if you're out there,
it wasn't that.
It wasn't feeling good.
It wasn't Pretty Reckless.
No, it was God, wasn't it?
Was it
Ella Langley?
Yeah, okay.
I love that.
But it
song.
Wasn't the Texas song; it was another one.
No, I love this one.
It's like I can't see you listening to country music. It's so wild.
Doing coco by myself.
I mean, I know you like David Allan Coe. No, you like that.
Quit It's probably the one I picked.
Yeah, this was it.
This is one of my driving songs.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Lord,
I love driving 40 to this.
I gotta quit.
This is so fun.
Oh, she's swerving now.
Whose house? Ella Langley's house.
Oh, God. Hang on a second. We'll have to go isolate that part of the song.
Panties in a wad.
That's to be a sound drop.
I've heard that my whole life. Like, even to men. What's wrong with you? Why is your panties in a wad? Why is your butt on your shoulder? And I'm looking at her like, it's still there. I see it.
That's the way she says it. Hey, y'all. Have y'all seen my panties?
They're actually, you're wearing them. They're just in a wad.
What she's talking about.
If I was wearing them, it'd be a wad in your panties, too.
God dang it.
A wad of nothing.
She's talking to Lainey Wilson just back and forth. Where's my panties? Girl, I don't know. I didn't take them. Are you wearing them? No.
Why are your panties in a wad? Funny you say that. Do you know something about them? Because someone stole my panties.
Oh, girl, we just wrote a song. We sing it back and forth, whatever they call that when two people sing it one time.
It's called a duet.
It's called Your Panties in a Wad. It's like when Reba sang that song with that other girl. Singing about the man. We'll be singing it about our panties.
That's why Hardy wouldn't let Lainey Wilson get out of the truck because her panties were in a wad. Soiled.
Soiled.
Yeah.
Soiled like the soda nozzles at that restaurant I was telling you about.
Oh, yes.
From yesterday. Somebody texted me and said, hey, where's this at?
Quit.
So I don't go to it.
Well,
that's my favorite part.
You kind of want to know that. I also want to know this. This is, I'm being sarcastic here. If you made, let's say you found out about a job you'd like to get, mm-hmm. and that job paid you $174,000 a year, okay? Would you get some friends of yours together and say, hey, I'm starting this new job. I need you to donate me $18 million.
That's a lot.
So I can make this job that gets paid $174,000. That's how much Lindsey Graham put onto the to yesterday's GOP primary. $18 million to get a job that makes $174,000. I mean, we know, we're being sarcastic here, but
yeah.
It's business.
That's insane, man.
It's not the money, it's the power.
I know, and I like the way you said that, but I'm just saying, like...
You won by a lot. It wasn't
right,
even
when
close.
They go appear at schools, like, some kids should stand up and ask that. Hey, it doesn't seem good math to me that you're only making $174,000, but you spent $18 million in advertising to get the job. That's like buying the craziest LinkedIn account ad that you can buy to get a job that don't pay dick.
Oh.
It's funny.
Hey, tell your friends. They'll go apply. Yes,
it's hilarious.
I love sporting goods. No, not like that.
People are legit shocked why Lindsey Graham always wins. Like, I find that funny.
Was that on Cauchy? Because by
I don't
God,
think it was.
I would have put money on it.
You would have been guaranteed a win too.
Yeah,
like you people cannot figure out that old money loves Lindsey Graham.
Yeah,
and there's
but
a lot
like,
of old
what,
money.
When is that going to stop? I think what it is, he's just a sheep in wolf's clothing when he needs to be. He's one of those that has been able to just sway back and forth a little bit.
He is pretty malleable in that form, if you think about it.
That's crazy, though.
Which I guess you got to be, right? If you want to survive up there.
Oh, no. I read further here. Lindsey hasn't gotten a freaking raise since 2009.
I'm sure they'll fix that when they get up there.
Maybe that's why he's running again, so
get more. He's money. Running again? Like, what was his job ever? Like, did he ever bag groceries? Did he ever deliver porno magazines to gas stations? Work on hot tubs in Connecticut?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you went straight from to serve out of the Air Force or how that worked, if that was the only job he had. I don't know.
He won't come on here with us. We could ask him that.
They didn't get that far into the ads.
I thought he did.
No, Lord, no.
But look, now he's pretty much seniority up there committee-wise. He can get on the good committees they try to get on.
Yeah, so literally 33 years in the Air Force and then transferred to the National Guard, retired, and, he was a lawyer for 4 years.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Private. He practiced on privates, it says here.
I know.
He had a private practice.
Okay.
Following his active duty, and then ran for House of Representatives. And he's been there ever since.
Do you think he'll eclipse? Well, I don't know how long Strom was in there.
I don't know how long he was there. I don't know how long Fritz Hollins was there. Fritz Hollins.
There for a long time.
Colton Beaver.
Now they retire like Barney Frank. You know, the guys that have been there for a long time, they retire. They don't want to stay for
Yeah.
Pelosi, Joe Boner.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Paul Ryan had, look, he had this political future in front of him, like a star of the Republican Party, and he just walked away. Jim DeMint, well, we know why he walked away. He got a lot more money for.
No, he went to the work in the Historical Society.
Yeah. Pay a lot more than working for the government.
Working for the Historical Society?
Oh, yeah. The connections he had already made.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you get to see like the real alien bodies if you work for them.
Oh, yeah.
You get to see the real ones, not the AI ones Trump was walking with. The real ones.
Yeah, it's not real.
Yeah. All right. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we're gonna find out what this woman did where she accidentally made a phallic symbol for her nephew.
What? Made a sex what?
A phallic symbol. You know what that means. Something shaped like a penis accidentally.
For her nephew? I saw this Honey Wilder movie.
What is, what would it be called if she made one that looked like a vagina? Like, what would you, is that, what would you call, what is the opposite of phallic, I guess is what I'm asking.
That's a good question.
No, I have the
internet. Phallic? A vaginal symbol.
The vaginal symbol.
What is that? They're
that's
like,
the freaking devil's head.
Like that?
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to look this up and see. How do you spell that word, though?
V-A-G.
No, phallic. P-H.
Yeah, it's a P-H.
A-L-I-C? Y-R-I. Okay.
It'll bring up some kind of dinosaur that looks like, oh, some guy took a dildo and made a jig out of it for fishing.
Dude, I love learning. And all it takes is asking questions. The exact female counterpart to phallic is the yonic.
Oh.
Y-O, like a tonic with a Y.
No, that's when you don't have genitals at all.
That's a eunuch.
No, you think of the horse with the horn on his head.
It means, it's from the Sanskrit word yoni, which I knew somebody, that was a what yoni. They called their grandma. So they were calling their grandma vagina. But it translates from Sanskrit to womb or vulva. And those are very safe cars.
Vulva!
They really are.
Well, she called Grandma Yanni. Was she good on the... forgot what he plays.
Yanni?
Yeah.
Piano.
Ah, that's what it is.
But it's strange I knew that. But
it is Pride Month.
I never knew phallic. I never knew there was a yonic. So, awesome.
I didn't know that either.
In honor of women, when's Women's History Month? Has that already happened, damn it?
It should be every month, to be honest.
I think so, too. At least once a month. It does.
All right. The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
You know, we didn't do news at all yesterday.
No, we didn't.
We didn't do it at all.
It's your fault, Tooth.
I didn't feel qualified.
Well, I didn't feel good at all. Like,
that would have been a fun news, too.
Yeah, I saw you got community guidelined on Instagram.
Yeah, what the hell?
Because you put up a gross picture.
You constant violator.
What did I put up?
It was a picture of your teeth or something.
They didn't like it, huh?
Like a tooth operation.
Community guidelined.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she put up a dirty picture.
Why are you so wild on social media, man?
I'm not. My friends wanted to know why I wasn't at work and why I wasn't doing stuff, so.
Instagram's going to give you an X mark instead of a plus mark.
But I just did the thing. This is what it is.
Do you know how many Facebook notifications I get for guidelines when they're like, Paige, WTPT, posted something filthy?
Hey, I got something where I did some porn stuff, and I never even posted that, and I was blocked.
You might steal your camcorder.
No, it was something that was posted in 2016, and I never posted it.
Did Diesel do it? It's probably Diesel that did it.
I don't know who did it.
When he's not doing sports, he's doing
some
other stuff.
I might have shared something like that from one of the stories that we did, and
yeah,
it might have been some nudity to it. I don't know.
Like a ball hanging out.
I don't know what it was, but I was blocked for a while.
Screw him.
From 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyways. More about naughty stuff. Let's talk about phallic symbols, shall we?
Phallic. And not the yonic, but the phallic.
And I have baked bread before. Like I told you, I had a a starter from a sour from Boudin Bakery in San Francisco that somebody gave me, and I kept it a lot.
Is that in Chinatown, by the way?
No, and I kept it alive.
Japan.
It's on the wharf, and I kept it alive for a long time until somebody decided it smelled bad. And
let me tell you what I saw.
They all look like Klingons.
This is you can look this up. They just discovered some tomb over at the. I want to say it was Egypt. It was like 5,000 years old. They took the mummy out or whatever, and they're which is weird. Like in the future, are people going to be digging up old cemeteries around here to like find,
well, like to build on, but not to like explore?
It's just odd that there's a sarcophagus here or there's whatever a tomb, and we're going to open it up and find it. Well, they take the body away. It's 5,000 years old, preserved perfectly somehow. Jesus. And take it back to the lab, they found remnants of food still inside the stomach of this 5,000-year-old mummy. You know what they did? They took the protein that was inside this mummy's stomach and made bread and ate it.
Oh.
I would not have.
That's like...
We got to talk to a funeral person because how do you preserve a body that long? I thought even the formaldehyde, like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just wrapped up in, where'd they get galls? Hey, galls.
I've heard about bodies in mausoleums that they got to take out because they're starting to leak and it comes like down to the,
God.
And it will leak out of the nameplate.
Well, that's just from groundwater.
Well, they're in mausoleums.
Yeah. That
waterproof.
Gets in between, but they're in mausoleums. They're just, I don't know. They decompose.
I want to be in a vestibule. Right? Put me in a vestibule.
Because bodies decompose unless it's preserved like that, like mummified.
Yeah.
But that's temperature controlled down into.
I want half my ashes to go in a chili pot, and I want the other half to go into joints.
Okay.
Yeah. You can smoke mine, and I'll tear yours up.
I love the chili.
Quickly, this woman baked bread for her nephew's 9th birthday and shaped the dough into a shape of a 9, but it went viral because the 9 ended up looking very penis-like, very phallic.
Well,
people were laughing about cake fills and cake wrecks.
I bet they weren't calling it cake.
Bread blunders.
Sounded like it.
Bread blunders.
What the hell? Hey. Why are you eating like a bunt?
So when I made loaves, they
like
were
a bunt cake.
They're
nice bunt
shapes.
Right.
You don't want the bunt to be too big. You want it nice and moist. You want a nice, moist bunt.
My grandma would make these bunt cakes. Or maybe it's just a pound cake. I don't know. But she'd put pineapples and cherries and like this juice that like made it kind of soggy.
That sounds really good.
So your granny had a soggy bunt? Is that what you're saying? That's what you said.
Moist bunt.
We said
That's even worse, Pace. Thank you.
Leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.